We head now up north, Sound Live Sports. Steve Willips joins us. Couple games, Snohomish Mariner and Arlington and Glacier Peak for the 3A Wesco League title. How you doing, Steve?
Doing okay. I am drenched right now. It is sopping wet. I'm doing sideline reporting tonight, and my notes are all wet. I am completely drenched, and this game's about to end here. So I'll give you a quick update as to what's happened in these two games tonight. We'll let you guys get on. But the first game was our 5 o'clock game. It was Mariner versus Snohomish. It was a game for the number 3 seed out of Wesco 4A. Great game, and we kind of got a feeling early as to what was going to happen. Is on the second play of the game, J.J. Walker, the quarterback for Mariner, was picked off by Ty Ross. Took the ball back to the 1 yard line. Very next play, Kobe McDaniel, the quarterback, hits Cole Bride over the middle for a touchdown. 7-0 lead. As the game moved on, Mariner went down, got into Snohomish territory twice in the first quarter. Both times turned it over on downs, one of which was a 4th-and-1 at the 22. Snapped the ball over the quarterback's head for a 17-yard loss. Snohomish marched the ball down the field, hit a wide-open Riley Responte for a 33-yard touchdown pass. Gave them a 13-0 lead in the first quarter. Mariner was able to come back. They got a 22-yard touchdown pass to J.J. Walker. He threw it to Tyler Keel. It made it a 13-7 game. And Snohomish didn't waste much time. They went right down the field. Josh Johnston, a very nice 6'2" wide receiver, going up high and catching a nice ball in the end zone for a 33-yard touchdown. It was a 21-7 game at the half, and not much changed after that. Ty Roth ended up being kind of the story for the game for Snohomish. The player who had the interception on the second play of the game ended up picking off two more passes, one of which was late in the game with about 2 minutes to go and really kind of clinched the game. Mariner gets the takes the loss. They lose to Snohomish 27-14. Snohomish making the playoffs for the first time under third-year head coach Kai Smalley. They take the 3rd seed. Mariner takes the 4 seed. And in our other game, we just hit triple zeros as we speak. This was the game for first place. This was the game for the championship. Glacier Peak just becoming victorious over Arlington. 29-19 is the final. It's a 16-13 game at halftime. Glacier Peak had a 3-point lead. They hold on. They score the first 13 points of the second half. Arlington adds a late touchdown but can't convert on the onside kick. Glacier Peak runs out the clock, and the Grizzlies are the number 1 seed coming out of 3A.
Beautiful. Well, you go go do your post-game, post-game interviews, and thanks for joining us tonight, Steve. Appreciate it.
Just in the nick of time. Thanks, Dick.
Very good. Steve Willips down there. Congratulations to Glacier Peak for getting the win over Arlington.